Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't you just kill me? Just play every Taylor touchdown for the entire season. Why don't we do that? He's the man standing in my way. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Let's talk about some NFL awards, some notable movements that we want to get over. Maybe not as far as the placing, but odds movement after this past week in the National Football League. I guess we'll start there, Jonathan Taylor. Why do we hear the highlight there? Because he is your favorite for the Offensive Player of the Year. It is now even money for Jonathan Taylor. JSN, excellent game last night against a top-notch secondary in the Houston Texans. JSN is now second. He's been part of this conversation as fifth and fourth, just climbing the ladder, and then he has another good performance last night. He's the second favorite. The gap there is 5-1. So Taylor's plus 100. JSN is 5-1. Sam, your guy, Christian McCaffrey, is 8-1. Bijan Robinson this week, not a great game. He was awesome last week, but this week, not so much. He's 10-1 in that conversation. Puka's injured. Now Jamar Chase is there. So we could talk about the top of the board too, but you kind of threw out Gibbs earlier. He's 40-1 for offensive player. I hadn't looked at his season stats compared to the other top running backs, but maybe he can enter that conversation. If you even like him remotely at 40, it might be worth a play.
I think the issue there is that you have the touchdown vulture, David Montgomery, kind of stealing a lot of the scores away down the road. Mm-hmm. You also have St. Brown. So there's a lot of very talented offensive cooks in the kitchen, and I think that hurts Gibbs. When you look at Indianapolis, it's the Taylor Show. When you look at San Francisco, it's the McCaffrey Show. JSN is the star show in Seattle. Puka Nacua in Los Angeles, right? Jamar Chase in Cincy. I think Gibbs is unfairly docked because there are other weapons that are very, very strong around him. 40-1 is 40-1, man. I mean, make a $20 bet at 40-1. That 40-1 adds up really quickly per dollar. So that would be something, wink, wink, that I would entertain. Fully expecting him not to win, but 40-1 is 40-1. Bijan Robinson, after a monster game against Buffalo, he got bet a ton, and then Atlanta does what Atlanta does in these big bounce-back spots. Not bounce-back spots, but like you beat Buffalo on Monday night, and then you have to continue the momentum, and then you lose to San Francisco with Mac Jones on Sunday night. So Atlanta's very funny. Perennially the same team. Big win, loss. Big win, loss. It's a very funny team. Very, very funny team. Gibbs at 40-1, though, seems a little high, no?
Yeah. What are we missing? It's the same number as his teammate, St. Brown. So that's a good point that you bring up there. Is he going to be the guy moving forward? These other situations, they're the guy. The guy ends up winning, right? But a lot of mouths to feed there, but they score a lot of points too. So he could still get his game after game. We're saying this after he has a career high mark in total yards. So there's a little recency bias as well. What about Chase? If it's Flacco the rest of the way, are you going to get this Chase? The last game and a half, he's been awesome. Been awesome with Flacco. Now he's 15-1. The number's dropping. Gertz is all excited that he has Ja'Marr Chase and that Flacco's the guy, at least for the foreseeable future, we think. But you never know. He can go down to an injury. The man's 40.
The problem with the Flacco thing, we've seen this a ton over the years, where the backup comes in, or in this case, the new guy comes in mid-season, and the first game goes well. And then everybody gets excited, and then Flacco's horrible in the next game. And then it's like, oh, right. This is why he's getting traded at age 40. I don't know. With Carson Wentz, with Andy Dalton, you've seen that thing where, like last year in Carolina, they benched Bryce Young. Panthers win that game under Andy Dalton, and it's like, oh, Dalton's the guy. And then after a couple more games, they go, let's go back to Bryce Young. So I'm trying not to get too excited. Not to mention it was a Thursday night game. A lot of us watched it on Amazon Prime. Look, if you want to keep feeding Ja'Marr Chase, that's one thing. I just don't think Joe Flacco is going to carry them to a playoff bid or anything like that. The reality is, and I think a lot of people feel this way, you can make good bets at decent numbers, but you gotta outlast Taylor. And if he stays healthy, is he losing this award? I don't know.
Sounds gruesome. I need an injury. That's how good Taylor's been. I have the second favorite. You have the third favorite. I'm not saying we want it, but it's football. It's a running back. That's what probably has to happen for either of us to win, to be live for this.
Yeah.
That's the gap that
more likely is. More likely that my guy gets hurt than Taylor, unfortunately.
Yes. Yes. That's the reality. I think it's funny that you pushed against that idea. He's been healthy. He's getting 30 touches a game. And now you're the one that keeps bringing up, man, CMC's about to go down any week now.
You know it's going to happen because he's just dominating. And he basically got me to a fantasy win because he had 39 points on my injury-riddled, disease-blasted team. Like, McCaffrey's the only thing saving me afloat or keeping me afloat. And I'm waiting because everybody else is getting hurt in San Francisco. There's got to be something in the water there.
Yep. Yeah, Jack has CMC. He's undefeated. He's very excited. He thinks he's the best player in football because of the season that he's putting together fantasy-wise. MVPs we're talking about. As far as the order of the players, we don't see a ton of change at the top. It's still Mahomes, Allen, Baker. But the odds for Baker have dropped after last night. They lose on the road. It's kind of a non-competitive game. He dropped back to throw it 50 times, and he didn't have very good numbers. You pointed that out. Here's the headline in the MVP race. Drake May has arrived. Drake May is your fourth favorite. He's 10-1, and he's right behind Baker. After we get some action into this and people start looking at the numbers and more chatter about May, May's probably going to get bet when people realize how soft his schedule is moving forward. I could see May moving to the third favorite before we get to the games this weekend.
I saw a meme on Twitter either yesterday or on Sunday. It was a woman at the bottom of a staircase wearing a Patriots jersey, and then every step was the next team on the schedule. And I don't remember exactly like what the records were, but essentially it was one win team, two-win team, one-win team. You're like, wow, this is just – they're just going to keep pounding trash. And look, we may not like it because I don't think the Patriots are that good, but if you don't like it, just join them. If you can't beat them, join them. I'm not saying Drake May is the most valuable player in the league, but there's a world where they rattle off. I mean, the schedule is so bad. And right now the Patriots have exceeded expectations at 5-2. Browns, Falcons, Bucks, Jets, Bengals, Giants. Whew, man, that's an easy sled. Now, who's healthy for Tampa when they play? I don't think Burrow's back yet for that game November 23rd. You could win four of the next five of the next six games. At which point, Drake May's what? It's not 10-1 anymore.
He has a test this weekend in Cleveland. It's not Cleveland in Cleveland. You're back home in Foxborough after a three-game road trip. But just taking a look, this is the best defense he's going to face all year, and it's not close. So if he passes this test with flying colors, come on. Is he going to crack the top two? I don't know. But he'll be right there. I think he's going to be the third favorite at some point this week. And you're right about it. So to that point, I was looking at the division odds. And you know, Buffalo doesn't play. New England takes care of Tennessee quite easily. I'm like, if you told me before the year, okay, at this point in the season, you're going to be able to get Buffalo at a cheap price. It's less than $2, meaning less than minus 200, right? I would have said, oh, you got to bet that. What's the record? Oh, you got to bet that. It's Buffalo minus 165. But I don't want to do that because where are the losses for New England? It could lose. It doesn't mean the Bills stink, but it just could be like Minnesota last year when New England ends up with 13 wins on the year.
It's not like people run from the new thing either. The new toy, the hot trend, voters are enamored by that stuff. And I think you're going to start to hear always the next Brady. And if that thought process blankets a nation, you're going to see votes for Drake May. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but for him to be 50-1 before the season and national media saying, we don't know if he's good yet, to see what he's done since the summer and just continue to elevate his play and throw these beautiful deep balls. I mean, he threw a ball on Sunday. I almost fell out of my chair. That touchdown pass to Kayshon Booty, where only he could catch it. It was an unbelievable throw. I was sitting in this chair watching the TV directly in front of me like, holy cow. Like, that's a laser. And Booty catches it like right on the tips of his fingers. It's a beautiful throw, beautiful catch. Not many quarterbacks can make that throw. And the fact that he's so young and he keeps getting better and keeps taking steps forward, they have a quarterback. They definitely do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Booty was going to drop that when he fell to the ground in the end zone. I was like, hold on, because I had a lot of New England in Survivor. I didn't think he was going to hold on to that. I thought he was just going to drop it. That was an amazing play on both sides.
Did you see the pregame feature with Kayshon Booty?
Uh-uh.
I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically said he stopped gambling and his life turned around.
Stop it.
Well, he was caught making bets a couple years ago.
Stop. He ain't stopping.
He didn't stop. It's kind of like when they caught Calvin Ridley in Florida. How'd they catch him? Yeah. Well, he signed up using his own name, Calvin Ridley. That's how they caught him.
There's this Green Book account under the name Calvin Ridley. That's how they got him.
I just thought that was very ironic that we do a gambling show every day. And I meant to bring it up yesterday, but Kayshawn Booty, it was like a walk and talk, where the reporter was holding the mic and they were walking down the field together, and she brought up the gambling and he's like, yeah, I stopped gambling and I turned my life around. And I'm like, that should be a drop on our show.
No. Yeah. Yeah. My life's in shambles. Well, it kind of is. Do you think Dart should remain the favorite for offensive rookie of the year? He's about even money. Still is. Yeah, I mean, they almost win, but they don't. What do you think?
Wasn't his fault they lost. So, yeah. I mean, they put up 30 points in Denver. It's not his fault. And they cut to him after the game, just like home alone face. Like, how did we lose? Oh, we just gave up 33 points in the fourth quarter. That's how we lost. Who do you want? Like, who do you want to take him down with? Abuka?
Abuka didn't goes do back much to last 250. Night.
Yeah, but him being available... Him being available is almost more than the production last night. Just like coming back, the return. Not a lot of guys would have played in that game. Are you betting Tyler Warren? I'm not. And no. You bet Judkins 30-1. I think that was a tremendous bet, considering BetMGM has him now 12-1.
Yeah. I feel good about my positions. I have Dart and Judkins. I would do better with the Judkins win. But I feel good about the Dart one, too. We talked about that plenty. It's about time in the market. Wow. Yeah. Both of these guys, they were in the 30s during the season. Both of these guys. So I think there's a good chance one of them wins.
You have Dart at 30, but Judkins would be better? That's crazy.
Because I bet him again this weekend at 30 before the game. That's why.
Yeah, you did.
yeah, so I... Happy with my position there. What about coach? Can somebody beat Steichen? Vrabel? Are those the two that really stand out, or are there other coaches that we're missing in this conversation?
What if the Niners go 13-4 with you and me playing offense? No? No Shanahan?
No. That's a winner. That feels good. He'll get a lot of credit. A lot of the media loves him to begin with. So who gets credit on that team if they have an amazing year? What about the guy that won last night, McDonald? He's in the 20s.
I'm surprised he's that high. They're 5-2.
Yeah. I know. Ben Johnson, 20-1.
Good, better, best.
Turnovers a game.
Yep.
Turnovers every single game.
That's coaching.
Yes.
It's all coaching.
It's pretty open. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats. Will Brinson, top of the hour. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.